Last night, the third annual Sunscreen Film Festival opened in St. Petersburg. Films are screening through Saturday night at the Vinoy Renaissance Hotel and the Baywalk Multiplex Theater there. Showing Friday afternoon at 2:45 at the Vinoy is Lulu Freisdat's Holler Back, Not Voting in an American Town. Lulu Freisdat came to WMNF Studios this afternoon to speak about her film, where she went to Allentown, Pennsylvania, a key battleground state for the 2004 election, just 3 days before that election.
I went there 3 days before the election. It was the final 3 days of an incredibly tight race. And just part of the film is just that countdown to the election, just seeing the two sides fight really door-to-door, 24-hour phone banks, just calling people, trying to get every single vote out. And the idea of the film is to go to a situation like that where every vote really is going to matter in a county that's so tight, and talk to people who aren't voting and find out what's going on with them and why they're not participating, because it turns out they have some really strong feelings about it. And I wanted to get into that with people and find out.
Well, and what were some of those things that you learned?
I think one of the things is that in general, when I hear people who do vote talk about people who don't vote, there's words that we use to describe those people. We call them apathetic or lazy, or say they're uninformed. And that was not my experience. My experience is that the people who don't vote are voting. They're voting with their feet. They're deliberately not voting. And there's a lot of anger. There's a sense that the candidates are really out to help themselves and not there to help the people. There's a sense that the voting is a facade, that you can vote all you want, but the decisions are going to be made based on the money that passes hands or favors, connections, things like that, that the voting equipment isn't working, that the votes aren't being counted accurately, that because of the Electoral College in a large number of states, it doesn't make a difference where you vote. There are so many flaws inherent in our system right now that I think it's totally reasonable for an intelligent person to come to the conclusion that their vote doesn't matter, and they have lots of other things they can do. People are very busy, and why should they participate and go to all that trouble when it really doesn't matter anyway?
Now, let's talk about you as a filmmaker. You've worked in various different news organizations, television news in New York City, and including MTV, which, of course, I remember back in the 92 elections when they first really seemed to focus on the election. Bill Clinton, of course, Boxers versus Briefs became kind of famous back then. But in terms of getting young people more engaged, and specifically young people more engaged in the voting process, media obviously plays a huge part in our culture and certainly in our political process. Your background informed what you were going for, if anything, in this film, and how did media play a part in terms of what people talked about, their interest or lack of interest in the electoral process?
I think my experience at MTV kind of The film is sort of what I wish the MTV Rock the Vote coverage would be. When I've been at MTV, I see like the effort there to try to get young people involved and to try to make the issues relevant to them. But I think they could go so much further. And I thought to myself, what if you took the whole environment that MTV has? What if you have the music and the graphics and a scene that's really cool that people will dig, but you really put into that thoughtful, detailed information and make people and stimulate people and let people know that you can have a good time and really think deeply at the same time. And I think that's what the film tries to do. It tries to say this information is for us. It's for, you know, it's for people who have a lot of cool stuff going on, and we want to be part of this scene too.
When did the whole idea of this such a film come to you?
I think that I've worked in television news for about 10 years, and I don't feel that this issue is being addressed, the fact that so many people don't participate. When you see the elections, there's a kind of legitimacy that the news media brings to it. There's these huge graphs and big music and dun-dun-dun-dun, and this is the result, and 51% of the people voted this way, and it seems so legitimate. And what they never mention is that so few people are participating. So take this last primary that we're having as an example. The news media will say things like this is record turnout, and it is. This is actually historically the highest turnout we've ever had for a primary. But if you look at the numbers, the turnout is 27%. That's what we've been averaging. And that's a record turnout for a primary. So when you talk about winning 51% of 27% turnout, you're talking about less than 15% of the population actually making these decisions. And these are huge decisions. We're picking the leader of our country. So I think the first thing is that we have to acknowledge how few people are participating and say, yes, that totally undermines the legitimacy of our democracy. And acknowledge it. That's the first thing. And then once we do that and we say, we have a problem, people aren't participating, then we have to start looking at solutions. And the first thing, if you're going to find solutions, you have to get everything on the table and say, why are people not participating? Let's get into it. Let's have a discussion. Let's get there. Let's go in there and talk to people and see what their issues are. And that's what I tried to do with the film, because I feel like the people who aren't voting, the non-voters, are rarely discussed. Because they're not voting, their voices don't count. And the news media don't interview them and we don't talk about them. But they have a huge base of anger. For the most part, I found there's a lot of anger about the system. And in a way, I think it could be really inspiring, because they have this anger. These are people who, if we get them involved, have a huge potential to create change. In a way, it seems like reverse thinking, but they've already made a decision. Their decision has been to stop participating. And because they've made that decision and taken an action, they've taken the action of not participating, they have a huge potential to take further action to really change things. And if we can connect to them and get them involved, I think we do have a great potential for change.
What do politicians need to do to address some of these people's concerns to bring them to the voting booth?
In the film, we break it down into 10 different reasons why people don't vote. And we talk about specific solutions. There's two things that you have to look at. You have to look at the external factors with the election, things like getting money out of politics, fixing the electoral college, fixing the voting equipment. The voting equipment is huge. If the votes aren't really being counted accurately, there is no reason for people to vote. And I myself have considered not voting more recently as I did more and more research on how bad the voting equipment is. So really, we've got to address these structural factors with the system. But then above and beyond that, we've got to go into communities and connect to people. One of the main things you hear over and over again is that, you know, my community isn't being represented. These people are doing whatever they want. It has nothing to do with me. And I think we have to get a dialogue going between people who are participating and people who aren't participating. That's what democracy is. Democracy is a dialogue. And one of the people in the film says, it can all happen on TV. It isn't about that. You cannot just hand someone a voter registration form and think that you've solved the problem. These are deep-seated problems where people don't feel connected to their community. They don't feel that they're represented. And there has to be a dialogue. And it seems so time-consuming. Like, what are you kidding me? I have to go, like, person by person and involve people in our elections. But yes, that's what it is. If each one of us who does feel like we can make a difference has one conversation with a person who doesn't feel connected and doesn't feel that they can make a difference, you can start to build that bridge. We can start to bring people in. It is literally conversation by conversation.